obviously the first time the Chiefs have played against Ryan Tannehill, but I know you've coached against him.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little scouting report on him.
Well, you know, Ryan is a real good athlete, and as most of you know, he was a wide receiver, I think, all the way till his junior year at A&M. And, you know, so he's a really good athlete, a big guy. He'd probably be a little bit like Locker. You know, I mean, that kind of guy. He's not quite as thick as Jake is, but he has that kind of movement skills, has a very live arm, you know, and I think is an ascending quarterback because this is only like year four or five actually playing the position, you know, so he brings a lot to the table. And, you know, having gone against him before, I mean, he can hurt you with his feet, you know, both in extending a play and just flat taking off, you know. So he's got that. And like I say, he's functioned, I think, pretty good, you know. He's done a good job against pressure, you know, throwing the ball. And so he's, I think he's playing pretty well for him right now.
Do you see any Alex Smith in him? And is that at all a valid comparison?
Yeah, I think that he has that kind of thing. And I think, you know, my sense is he's trying to be a pocket quarterback as much as he can, but anytime those guys have those innate skills, you know, they kind of rear their ugly head from our perspective, you know, when you least want it to happen. But he can move in there, but yeah, I think he's trying to become a quarterback in there, and he does have which Alex does a fabulous job of extending plays. And, you know, some of the plays that you go unnoticed for those guys that do this is just sometimes the ability to get the ball away, throw the ball away, you know, instead of, you know, taking a sack, whatever, you know, they do a great job of that. And, you know, Alex, you know, does that, I think, fabulously well.
Vance Walker, has he been a disappointment to you? I mean, you lost a guy for the season and he's still – Vance is still having trouble to...
No, he went in and played a little bit last week and will probably play a little more this week. I think he's coming. You know, we've asked him to, you know, the hard part for Vance, there's two. One, it's hard to get a lot of reps right now. But two, you know, we've asked Vance to really play all three of those positions. And that's a hard task, you know, to be the three, the nose, and be able to back up at the five technique. So I think, you know, he's going to come along, and, you know, we thought he did some good things there against Denver.
You talk about asking him to do everything, but is he a little maybe less versatile than you thought?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, our original thought was, you know, he'd be the inside piece, you know, one of those two positions, and then obviously through some injuries he's had to go out and learn the other position, and we kind of gave him an exposure to that during camp, you know, just in case something would happen. And, you know, so now he's just a guy that we're asking to wear a lot of hats, really.
You've two games and you haven't taken the ball away.
God,
that's got to be aggravating.
Sad. I mean, I wish we could, you know, it's just, you know, they, and I, we talk to players all the time about it. you got to stay the course and just keep going. And, you know, those things happen. I'm not sure why and when they happen, but you got to keep flying to the ball. And when your opportunity comes, you want to be there, whether the ball's tipped, ball's on the ground. And, you know, like we always say, you know, numbers will favor us. We have a lot of people around the football, whether it's up in the air or on the ground. Our chances are enhanced by that. So that's the big emphasis, getting people to the ball. And, you know, it's one of those things you have to just kind of trust, you know, players, coaches, everybody, that if we keep doing this and we keep pressing hard on these things, you know, eventually those things will come back, you know. A year ago, we really didn't have that many cause fumbles, but we recovered almost every fumble we had. You know, so one of our emphases of going into the year was to try to cause more fumbles, get the ball on the ground, because the more times it's on the ground, the better our opportunities go up. So we got to just keep working on that. We're working hard on that in practice every day, trying to get the ball out. And I think, like anything, if you just stay the course with it, you know, hopefully those things will start working in your favor.
How similar is what Miami does to what Philly did with the duck plays and
They obviously, you know, Bill Lazor runs it, so he brought that concept from Philly. I think he's kind of put his own kind of fingerprints on the system, you know, how he wants it done. But the core running plays are very similar, you know, to what they did in Philly, you know. And so, you know, that we're familiar with. And he has maybe a little different style in the passing game, you know, big picture passing than what Philly did.
When Barry got hurt, you put in Parker in his place.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see out of Parker in his opportunity to play? Led the team in tackles, had 7. What did you see in him?
Well, I think he did a real good job. I mean, you know, he's, you know, his original position, you know, coming out was safety, and then he was converted to corner. And, you know, we had actually been working him some at safety, you know, because you get into all these things, not only injuries, but travel and who's up and who that. So, you know, if you can find a player that has a little versatility, it helps you make some of those game week decisions on who's going to be available. But I think Ron went in and did a really good job, you know, and, you know, he'd been splitting time between corner and safety. And so, you know, we were really – we thought, considering, you know, the amount of plays he had to play in there, did an excellent job. And, you know, he's got an opportunity if he just keeps working to be a pretty good safety, I think.
Yeah, we know when you put in a safety, we haven't played a lot. Like, sometimes it can be hard to diagnose what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you get the sense that experience he had in college, like, helps him see what was happening in front of him faster than normal?
Yeah, I think that. And I think he's, you know, he has – you know, ever since we've had him, he's kind of had a natural ability to make plays, you know, whether we use him as a blitzer or whatever. He's just, you know, he's always kind of had that knack. So I think he feels comfortable back there, you know. There's just a lot to learn, you know, a lot of little things to learn. And, you know, that's only going to come by playing back there. I mean, by practicing back there and playing, because you just can't. You can learn the assignment, but how to play that assignment out based on all the other factors that are happening on one particular play only comes from playing back there, you know. But so far, I'd say, yeah, he has a little bit of a natural skill set back there.
No more, guys.
Kind of in that same vein. the ability to kind of track the ball in the air, one of those things?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the things he could do at corner, you know. I mean, he could travel with the ball, and, you know, some guys play the ball better when they're running than others, but he's even been able to do that down low going back. And I think when you get back there, you know, that's even a more natural thing. You know, you're more like a center fielder in baseball. When it comes off the bat, you can go get it. So he's showing those skills. And like I say, you know, the things that are going to help him is, you know, the more comfortable he gets back there, the more familiar, you know, his break time, that's what's going to increase. You know, that's, and like I say, there's no substitute for being back there to do that, you know.